Crash design with resampling masterclass for smoky late night moods. Intermediate Ableton live lesson for drum and bass effects. All right, let's build a crash that actually does something in a rolling DNB track. Not just a random cymbal splash, but a mood setter. The kind of late night, smoky, expensive crash that widens the drop, glues transitions, and gives your drums a ceiling of atmosphere without slicing your ears off. We're going to design it from layers, shape it with stock Ableton devices, then resample it into a whole mini kit. A main crash, an impact, a reverse inhale, a gated rolling tail, and a high air layer that floats above the brakes instead of fighting your hats. Before we touch any sound, set the environment. Set your tempo around 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is perfect. Now create a few tracks. Make an audio track called Crash Source. This is where your layers live. Create two return tracks. Return A is dark verb. Return B is smoke delay. Then make one more audio track called Resample Print, and set its input to resampling. This track is going to record everything you're doing, like printing your own custom sample pack in real time. And a quick arrangement move, go into arrangement view and drop a locator at a classic drop point, like bar 33. It doesn't have to be bar 33, but having a drop point makes your decisions faster, because you're always designing for a moment in the timeline, not for sound in isolation. Now let's build the returns, because in this lesson, the reverb and delay aren't just ambience. They're instruments. They're part of the crash design. On return A, dark verb, load hybrid reverb. Choose a big space. If your CPU can handle it, use convolution plus algorithm, because that combo can give you a realistic early reflection vibe plus a smoky tail. If you want it simpler, algorithm alone is fine. Set per delay around 18 to 30 milliseconds. That little gap helps the hit stay punchy before the wash blooms. Decay, somewhere between 3 and 6 seconds. Late night mood usually wants longer, but we'll control it later so it doesn't smear the groove. Then inside hybrid reverb's EQ, high pass the reverb. Don't be gentle. Try 200 to 350 Hz. Low mid reverb mud is one of the fastest ways to kill bass clarity in drum and bass. And then reduce harshness. A high shelf down a few dB around 6 to 10 kHz. Think velvet, not glass. After hybrid reverb, add saturator. Drive around 2 to 5 dB, soft clip on. This is a key late night trick. Saturating the reverb return thickens the tail and makes it feel like smoke instead of spray. Now return B, smoke delay. Load echo. Set the time to either 1/8 dotted or 1/4 note. 1/8 dotted often feels very DNB, because it dances around the groove. Set feedback around 25 to 40%. We want repeats, not a runaway dub explosion. Filter the delay. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. That's the smoke part. The delay shouldn't be bright enough to compete with hats. Add a little modulation, 5 to 15%, so it gently moves. After echo, add auto filter on low pass, and bring the cutoff down somewhere like 4 to 8 kHz. Keep resonance low. This makes the delay sit behind the drums. Optional, add utility and widen slightly, like 120 to 160%. Subtle, we're not making a trance supersaw. We're just giving the space some stereo life. Cool, returns are ready. Now step 1. Choose and layer crash sources. And here's the mindset. Don't overthink it. Do it fast. On crash source, drop in 2 to 3 audio samples. First, a crash cymbal that's relatively clean. Second, a noise layer. Vinyl noise, room tone, or even a short white noise burst. Third, optional but powerful, a little bit of Foley metal. Key jingle, a ride tip, some field recording of something metallic. A big DDMB tip here, avoid super bright EDM festival crashes. If it's already screaming at 10K, you'll spend the whole session doing damage control. For smoky late night, you want controlled highs and confident mids. Set a quick starting balance. Keep the crash as your reference at 0 dB on the clip gain or track level. Then bring the noise down around minus 12 to minus 18. Foley around minus 10 to minus 16. Quiet layers are the point. If the noise is obvious, it's probably too loud. Now step 2. Shape the raw tone. Late night equals controlled top end, body in the mids, and no ugly spikes. On crash source, add devices in this order. First, EQ8. High pass it at around 120 to 200 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. Cymbals don't need sub or low rumble, and that rumble will trigger your compressors and smear your bass. Then find harshness. Put a bell around 7 to 10 kHz and sweep while the crash plays. When it starts feeling like an ice pick, pull it down 2 to 5 dB. If your crash starts to feel thin after that, add a gentle boost around 500 Hz to 1.2 kHz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. This is a great expensive move. People often chase brightness when what they really need is body. Next, saturator. Drive around 3 to 7 dB, soft clip-on. This adds density and makes the crash feel closer and more tactile. If it gets fizzy, turn down the output or reduce drive. Remember, we want smoky, not crispy, then drum bus. Yes, on a crash. Carefully, drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch very low, like 0 to 10. Boom off and off, because it can get tubby fast on cymbal material. And use damp, something like 10 to 30%, to tame the top. Then auto filter for motion. Low pass mode, cut off around 8 to 12 kHz as a starting point. Add a little envelope amount, 5 to 15%, so the hit opens then relaxes. That subtle movement is what makes it feel alive, not static. Now send it to the returns. Start with dark verb around minus 12 to minus 6 dB on the send. Smoke delay around minus 18 to minus 10. Delay usually sits quieter than reverb for this vibe. And here's an extra coaching note that matters a lot once you resample. Gain staging. Before you print anything, aim for your crash bus, including returns, to peak around minus 6 dBFS. Not because that number is magic, but because if you slam into the master, you'll print accidental clipping, and that ruins the velvety high end you're trying to get. Late night crashes hate digital crunch. Now step 3, resampling. This is the masterclass part. We're going to record multiple performances of the crash while we tweak parameters. And you're not aiming for perfection. You're aiming for options. Arm resample print. Confirm its input is resampling. Now solo crash source. Decide whether you want the returns printed. If you want a quick, vibey print, leave the returns active so they're captured. If you want more control later, we'll do a wet-only print in a moment. Hit record, and start triggering the crash. While recording, perform the effects. Move auto filter cutoff. Push the reverb send right after the impact, then pull it back before the groove would get busy. Nudge echo feedback for one or two repeats, then bring it down again. Try slightly more saturation on one hit, less on another. Print 8 to 16 takes, and I want you to print at least 3 intensity tiers, one understated, one standard drop, and one overcooked, almost too much. You'll use the understated one way more than you expect, especially in rolling sections where the hats are already doing a lot. Now, an alternate workflow that's super clean, wet-only layers. If you want to keep a dry impact plus a separate wet tail, create a track called Crash WET Only. Put your reverb and delay directly on that track instead of returns, then resample that track. This gives you separate control later. You can keep the downbeat punchy and still have a huge tail without committing to a single balance. Either way, once you've recorded, you should have a bunch of audio you can chop up into tools. Step 4. Edit your resampled audio into usable crash assets. First, the main crash. Pick your best take. For cymbals, turning warp off often sounds better, because warping can add artifacts that make the high end grainy. Add a tiny fade in, 0 to 5 milliseconds, just to avoid clicks. Trim it to 1 to 2 bars. In DNB, that's usually long enough to feel lush but not so long it washes the groove. Second, the impact layer. Duplicate your main crash clip. Trim it to only the first 50 to 150 milliseconds. This is your punch component. On that impact clip, at EQ 8, low pass it around 7 to 10 kHz so it doesn't add fizz. If you want more chest, boost a little around 200 to 500 Hz. Then use drum bus for transient shaping. Increase transients maybe plus 5 to plus 20, carefully. If it starts sounding plastic, back it down. Third, the reverse suck in. Duplicate the clip and reverse it. Now it becomes an inhale leading into the drop. Put auto filter on it and automate the cutoff rising into the downbeat. Add utility and automate gain so it swells in the last quarter bar. That's tension without needing a generic whoosh sample. Teacher tip here, make sure the reverse doesn't steal your snare. If your snare has bite around 2 to 4 kHz, notch a little pocket there on the reverse. Or if your snare body lives around 180 to 250 Hz, carve that. The reverse can be huge and still let the snare own the moment. Fourth, the gated tail texture. Take just the tail after the initial hit and put it on a new track called Crash Gate. Add gate. Set the threshold so it opens on the tail energy. Use a short return so it's tight. You're not trying to chop it into silence. You're trying to make it pulse. Then add sidechain compression. Use compressor or glue compressor. Sidechain input is your kick, or a ghost kick if your kick pattern is sparse. Ratio around 4 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 80 to 150. You want the tail to breathe with the groove so it rolls instead of smearing. Fifth, the high air layer. Duplicate the main crash again. AQ8. High pass aggressively like 6 to 9 kHC. If it's spitty, dip a little around 10 to 12 kHC. Then utility to widen, maybe 140 to 180%, and keep it quiet in the mix. Typically minus 18 to minus 10 dB. This layer is seasoning. If you notice it constantly, it's too loud. Now let's add a couple advanced but still practical upgrades from the expansion material. 1. Treat returns like instruments. When you're printing, don't leave sends static. Perform them. Quick push right after impact, then pull back. That push and pull is what makes your crash sound like it's interacting with the room, instead of just sitting in a reverb preset. 2. Pre-emphasis and de-emphasis, a hi-fi resampling trick. Before your saturation and reverb, boost 8 to 10 kHC a few dB with AQ8. Print the crash. Then after printing, cut that same frequency by the same amount. The result is that saturation and reverb react more to the high end, giving detail and excitement, but the final tone stays smooth. It's like tricking the processing into doing more work without leaving you with harshness. 3. If you want smoke to have pitch, not just noise, put resonators on only the noise or fully layer. Tune a couple resonators to the key of your track, like root and fifth. Mix it super low. Now your crash tail has a tonal atmosphere that feels intentional, especially in deep rollers. 4. If your highs are peaky after resampling, use multiband dynamics just to tame the top band, above maybe 6 to 8 kHC. You're basically using it like a high band limiter. Small gain reduction on peaks keeps the crash present without hat masking spikes. Now step 5, place it in a D&B arrangement, where this actually matters. Here are placements that feel authentic. In bar 1 of the intro, use a quiet filtered crash tail as atmosphere. High pass it up at 300 to 600 HC so it's just air and room. In the pre-drop, last half bar, put the reverse suck in, and maybe a tiny impact right before the downbeat. On the drop downbeat, combine the impact layer and the main crash. A cool depth trick, delay the main crash by 5 to 15 milliseconds so the impact hits first and the wash blooms right after. This audio version is shortened for playback.